Unit 12. Head Trauma. Doctor-doctor conversation.
Here is a call from an EMS staff member, a 67-year-old woman who lives with her husband and has a history of ischemic heart disease was found lying on the ground near the stairs. Blood was seen on her head. We will have a patient coming in soon with suspected head injuries.
Vehicle collision? Assault?
Not known.
Stabilized?
On the scene, the woman was drowsy and not responding to verbal commands. Blood pressure of 90 over 60 millimeters of mercury, pulse rate of 110 per minute.
Okay, on arrival, see the patient and run through the case.
We have a patient here with head injuries. There is a laceration on the occiput. Could you come and have a look?
Before that, take vital signs.
Yes, BP 88 over 60, pulse 110, respiratory rate 28, and temperature of 37.5 degrees Celsius.
Take a drip line. Are you okay? Apply a tourniquet around the arm 10 centimeters above the elbow. Select a vein, cleanse with alcohol, and insert the needle rapidly and smoothly through the skin into the vein. When blood appears, attach the catheter to the tubing.
Yes.
We need to do a couple of tests. The first one is a CT. Call the radiology staff. Remove all metal or plastic objects, earrings, dentures, and glasses. While we are waiting for the result, contact the next of kin.
Yes.
The CT findings revealed subdural hemorrhage and cerebral contusion in the frontal lobe. Typical case.
In what way typical?
The woman suffered an occipital head injury and contusion in the frontal lobe, a so-called contrecoup injury.
I have never worked in the emergency room before. Is there any advice you could give me?
Sure. Don't panic. Keep cool.